is what you need to know with Joe.
More trouble with the borders, but in a different way today, Joe.
Yeah, spot on, Marto. So we've heard a lot of stories recently about a lot of people trying to get into Queensland, a lot of them very sad. But what's sort of been forgotten a little bit in the last couple of weeks is the amount of Aussies stranded overseas trying to come back home.
But haven't they got a good enough chance for months and months? You had a chance to get home and they didn't take it?
Yeah, look, they have, but for various reasons people haven't come back. A lot of them have got sick loved ones, all the rest of it.
They've also been in lockdown over there as well.
Yes, so they've got 26,000 Aussies trying to come back to Australia at the moment. I've spoken to plenty myself who have been bumped back from flights, had flights cancelled, having to pay first class, all of this.
Where are they mostly coming from, Joe?
Look, I think a lot are based in the UK, and then, you know, we've got other period, like the US as well, but I think UK is probably the biggest one. But look, there's some movement on this. So at the moment, 4,000 Aussies a week can come back.
Oh.
They're looking at increasing that to 6,000. And what it means here in Queensland is at the moment we're taking about 500 a week. We're looking to increase that to about 1,000 per week.
Am I allowed to ask another question? Yeah. With all these planes grounded, are the government just paying Qantas or maybe Virgin as charter flights? Are they paying for it or people paying for it?
People are paying for it themselves and they're paying through the tooth. They're quite expensive to come back at the moment. So, that's kind of what's happening. We're expecting that to be a big topic at National Cabinet tomorrow.
Was there chat of spreading the flights out to maybe other centres? Like if international flights, so Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne don't get swamped by everyone.
Because
they've got to do 2 weeks in quarantine anyway. So who cares?
Go to
Darwin. Hey. Go to Cairns.
Yeah, there has been some talk about potentially reopening like your immigration detention centres and literally putting Australians through that hasn't eventuated, but that's sort of the talk about what could happen. But we'll see how this increase goes.
Why don't we make them earn it? Like drop them off at Broome and you've got to walk across the Nullarbor or something or other. That'll
They're
take you 2 weeks.
They shouldn't have to prove anything.
What about
Coolangatta and Toowoomba? We've got airports there as well. Why aren't we utilising that?
They're all valid points for sure. The other thing to keep in mind with this border situation, so obviously a lot of talk about the state election. Normally at a state election, what happens is your federal leaders come in and give support to your state leaders. So
throw the cash around.
Yeah, exactly. ScoMo coming in, Albo coming in. All right, well, that won't happen at this state election.
What?
Basically, ScoMo and Albo are both banned from coming into Queensland. They're in hot spots at the moment. And so the rules apply to them, just like everyone else. They'd have to go through a quarantine to come in and campaign.
Hang on a second. They're allowed to let the AFL in, but they won't let Scott Morrison in. Is this a Liberal Labor thing?
No, well, it's applied to everyone. So it's all front bench ministers, essentially. Anthony Albanese, Labor leader, as well as Scott Morrison, who's with the LNP. So they're all banned from coming in, but it's just going to be an interesting term because often those federal leaders, really lead the state campaign.
Can you get one of those holograms, like Tupac style at Coachella? Maybe just an elbow hologram to
keep it going. Yeah, well. That could be a solution. I'll take it to the pollies, that's for sure. Now, we'll finish on one today with the AFL. So the grand final tickets, a lot of talk about people wanting to go to the grand final. We've got some details this morning on what it'll look like. So 54% of the tickets will go to the competing club members. Now, how that breaks down is really going to depend on which teams make it. So, for example, if Port Adelaide make it, then obviously a lot of their fans can come in and go, so that'll be good. But let's get to the important part here, which is people listening in, how can they head along to the game? Well, this is it.
Yeah.
So 45% of the tickets will go to the general public.
Whoa. When did this start?
Well, this is all happening now. The details coming through. And the prices aren't too bad on the general public tickets. They're $185 or starting at that.
To go to a one and only grand final here in Brisbane.
That's right.
We're in.
Yes, yeah. But this is the asterisk.
Oh.
Basically, 15% are going of those, or the whole tickets are going to hospitality and corporates and things like that. Oh, so realistically, for most people listening in right now, they'll need to do what's called a hospitality package to get in. So, from my understanding,
you've got to go and listen to a dud comedian, drink warm piss, and it'll cost me how much?
Oh, it's going to be around $1,000.
Gotcha.
Even though this will come out, mostly it's going to support the members of the AFL clubs. But, yeah, for the average punter, I think that's what they're going to have to do to get in.
Hey, well, don't even worry about that. You can watch it on TV, have as much fun as you like, and the next day the NRL, because we've got the Triple M medical certificate that we've signed off on to get you the day off on the Monday.
Yeah, well, that'll be the one to go to. Just on the AFL as well, we'll just mention that some numbers have been run on what the league's actually bringing to the state. Now, just the league itself with the hotel rooms, hire cars, etc. that it's filling, they've brought in $60 million to the state economy so far.
It's a lot of late-night kebabs.
Certainly is. And just one before I go, Australia looks like they're going to run down a total over in England in the ODI, the cricket team.
Well, where are we at with that?
Well, look, I'm just having a look at the score now. It looks like the website has crashed, so that's very helpful. But I believe, there we go, the guys give me the thumbs up. They have won. So that's the biggest ever run chase at Old Trafford in an ODI.
Wow.
So
Lord.
I can thank Glenn Maxwell for that one.
Nice, Gary. That's what you need to know with Joe. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.